A lot of people saying I have the potential to be very well. That's one thing that they're looking at, that I'm still very raw and that they can teach me a lot of things that I didn't learn when I was at the university. I came in freshman year 6'6", about 218. I'm 6'5", well, 6'6", 288. It was 6'5" and 3/4", I think. So we're going round at the 6'6".
Could you talk about the evolution from being a 12-pound receiver to
what you are today? Oh, it was definitely hard, but I had a great mentor, a great coach, Tracy Rocker, and he taught me the ropes, and he felt like he could have molded me into the player which I am today. No, that decision was made after the bowl game. I wasn't even sure till I just really made the decision as a last minute decision. I wasn't really sure what to do, but I had good advisors that told me that clearly this was the best decision to make. After the Tennessee game, a lot of people told me, they really talked about you real well on TV, and they're saying you can be a good player in the future. So that was always my mindset. Hey, I got another year to produce even more numbers. That was always my goal, to go into my senior year award candidate, preseason All-American, etc. But things started rising even faster and even faster, and it was just a decision I feel like was a business move that I had to make.
I guess you kind of regret your height.
No, I don't.
Everybody knows about strengths. What particular weakness do you feel you need to work on most to get your next level of all pro as well?
I always need to work on my overall strength. I'm still a wide receiver at the end of the day. I was a former receiver, so I never had to lift as much as I'm doing now. Leverage. I feel like my leverage, I need to work on that a lot. I'm 6'6", standing up, and that's not going to work in the NFL. And just my overall technique at the position. That's one thing that I'm clearly going to work on once I get there. No. Well, I played very seldom at this spot. Yeah, my college years went by pretty fast. My expectations were nowhere near as high as they are now. I feel like I exceeded well past my expectations, and I'm just looking forward to shooting even further past that. It still hasn't hit me yet. It feels like I'm somewhere in a dream world, an illusion, but I guess April 28th, that's when reality finally hit me.
How'd the transition to the defensive line come about?
First day I walked on campus, they said, hey, you're a defensive end. So I had to change my cleats, my face mask, my shoulder pads, all that, my mentality. And Coach Rock, he worked with me for a while. He knew it was going to be a difficult transition, but he had faith in me. He believed that I could do that very well, and he felt like he could mold me into the player he wanted me into, and he did a good job at it. Oh, it was definitely tough. I was used to being in the spotlight, having the glory, having the ball in my hands. It felt real different, not playing football without a football. So it was tough at first, but then Coach Heron came in, he brought a new defense, a new scheme in, and he definitely made it a lot more comfortable for me.
Why did you wear number
92? Because I wore 82 my freshman year, and Coach Heron wanted all of his defensive linemen to wear 90 numbers. It was two exceptions on the line. No, it was nothing like that. No, I never heard out of the form of them. I read it in papers, but I went up there in the summer. I was performing at the Pascal wide receiver. When I got there, they said, we want to move you to defensive end. And then they saw my performance at Pascal, and they was like, man, we're really not sure where we want to put you at. So I didn't know till the first day that the camp actually started, and I was in the defensive meeting room.
Jamal, you mentioned a change of mentality. How do you have to think differently as an end versus the other side of the ball as a pass catcher?
You're not as glorified at that position, so it's a lot more aggressive. You're not the one wearing shades, the big necklace or whatever, if you want to put it that way. But you just have to be more of an aggressive player. You're down there, you're playing strictly for the love of the game, not the fame.
Did you say you're still in receiver hurting?
No. I've definitely changed. I've changed as a player as well as a person being down there. Well, I mean, it's steadily gaining, and I'm comfortable with the weight I'm at, and as the weight increases, it seems comfortable. So, weight is not an issue. Yes, I'm 288 now. I've gained. I was about 280. Mm-hmm. I cut down. I'm more on a lean, strict diet, and When I reported to LA, I was 285, then I dropped down to 276, lost a lot of body fat, and then it just shot up tremendously. Eating a lot more smaller meals throughout the day, smaller portions. Well, you could go out there with some shorts on. That's one good thing. It's not that Fayetteville, Northwest Arkansas weather, so it's a lot more relaxing out there. I wake up, I can see the ocean every day. It's a lot more people who are more intense in the lifting weights. I'm actually staying in Marina Del Rey, and I'm working out at Gold's Gym in Venice, and I'm running at West LA College. Oh, definitely. I'm surprised that I'm not asleep right now. I haven't fell asleep on this podium right now. I haven't gotten any sleep. The time zone's been a huge adjustment. It's been very difficult.